This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Supply, along with, yes, higher mortgage rates, is one of the big challenges of the housing market right now. We don't have enough homes, and a lot of the people who do own are staying put rather than swapping their low rate from a couple of years ago for today's 7+% on a 30-year fixed. But not everybody can do that. One reliable group of home buyers and sellers who keep the real estate world chugging along are what some in that industry call the life happens movers. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall explains.
TV producer Keith Browning, his wife and two kids were content renting their Houston bungalow with its short commute and good schools. Then
we found out in April that my wife is expecting, due in December, and we just knew that three kids and two adults and a tiny 1,300 square foot house was just not going to work for us.
So in June, they bought a house, higher interest rates be darned, doubling their space and monthly payments.
So having a new child really can be a force more powerful than mortgage rates.
Allie Wolf is with real estate data firm Zonda.
There are people that say, I know I shouldn't sell, but I have to because life happens.
And new babies aren't the only milestones. Tim Surratt with Greenwood King Properties in Houston says almost everyone he's working with is moving because of some major change.
Whether it's a divorce or a death or moving to a retirement type place and downsizing.
That kind of change has been big on the seller side of things for Lee Brown with One Community Real Estate in Concord, North Carolina.
I had a closing last week of an estate sale. The parent died. The kids needed to sell the property. They didn't want to keep it.
And even if you do want to keep a house, sometimes jobs happen. Diana Galavis with Watson Realty Corporation in Jacksonville, Florida, says she's seen many folks relocating there for work reasons, including a client whose office just went back to 100% in person.
He was living approximately 2 hours from where he needs to go into the office, but now he is looking to purchase a home closer.
She's also seen a lot of retirees move to the city for the golf courses, warm beaches, and relatively affordable cost of living. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.